All right, I'm doing a ham radio. That's my show where I fucking talk about shit and listen to songs. Usually I've been doing these with my friends lately, but I'm going to do another one by myself, which I haven't done since the very first one. But here's today's plan. I'm outside walking around, which is pretty fucking cool because I'm not only outdoors doing stuff, but I'm on the internet simultaneously. Fucking amazing technology of the future. So basically, being outside walking around in Canada is essentially the same as being all by yourself. Because nobody in their right goddamn mind would be outside in this fucking ridiculous weather. It's freezing. I didn't have any long underwear, so I'm wearing two pairs of pants instead. Right now, walking down the street. Very, very snowy and cold. I think we're going to start with a cover of the Devo song Snowball, which I played a couple shows ago because it's a fucking cool song. And you'll notice I've big into Devo these days. Quite a few Devo songs coming up in our little broadcast here today. All right, so this is by some band called The Blow. I just got it off Soulseek. Snowball, the Devo song.
My baby took a look, and then she rolled it up. She rolled it up the hill, just like a ball of snow. Just like a snowball rolls, until it gets too big. Until she lost control.
And it rolled back down.
And it rolled back down.
It rolled back down.
And it rolled back down.
Now that is a pretty little ditty. I've always been a big fan of that Devo song. I fucking love Devo. All good people love Devo. I particularly like the 70s era Devo. But some of the 80s and beyond shit ain't bad either. But sometimes it takes a nice stripped down version of a song to really make its prettiness evident. Right now I'm walking by the highway, the same stretch where I filmed Keith Courage Can Fuck Off and Anime Fag Boys. And it's fucking ridiculous. Wish I had a scarf. I probably should not have electronic equipment outside in weather like this. It's fucking... I'm walking backwards because the wind against my face is too brutal. Giant snow drifts, fucking snow just blowing everywhere. It's fucking... Goddamn fucking Canada. This is so stupid. I'm definitely moving back to Vancouver at some point because this is retarded. To my right here is someone's swing set. Fucking snowed in. No kids are gonna be swinging on that for a while. Seriously, why am I even outside? This is fucking dumb. Just wanted to get out of the house for a while, but fuck! Fuck you, Canada! Jesus! Alright, so in the stripped down prettiness vein, I got these couple of songs by this guy calls himself Squirrel Army. Never been able to find anything else by him except these two tracks. They're covers of Mindless Self-Indulgence songs. And I'm fucking mental for Mindless Self-Indulgence also. Fucking love that band. So first we're going to play Molly, slightly modified. And then I Hate Jimmy Page, the pretty version, which is very short, so I'm also going to combine it with a little bit of the MSI version, so you can hear the fantastic, cool similarities and differences. Fuck, it's cold! Fuck! This is stupid! I hate this country! Alright, here we go. Squirrel Army with some Mindless Self-Indulgence songs.
This song is called Molly. I wrote it. Molly was a good girl, and she knew the reasons why. So when she went into the bathroom, she would never come outside. She was a good girl, and it felt great to be a liar. Change her mind, and maybe if we tried to save her, we just might. I'd like to be remembered. I'd like to be remembered as someone who tried. Forget it, forget it. Your dreams are pathetic. Forget it all, forget it all. She was a good girl,
Helps actually. Having a fucking tune like that just makes you feel a lot less cold. Pump a little fucking blood through the veins. I seriously should have checked the weather before I came outside. This is insane. I'm fucking recording the sound on a DV cam in my pocket. And I hope I'm not fucking it up, because this is, my fucking fingers are fucking freezing. And I got two pairs of gloves on. Ah! So I'm gonna play some more Mindless Self-Indulgence, try to fucking fight this off till I can get to some shelter. This is 1989.
Goodbye 1989, I wanna be the one in control. Rock my white shoes, pull a tie, the next big thing for 5 years running. Let's not jump turn, let's not jump turn, yeah!
I know this is becoming a running theme in my fucking witty banter, but it's goddamn cold! Not only that, I'm walking along the edge of the fucking highway. Be lucky if I don't get hit by a car. Then they can check what I was doing when they fucking find my corpse. They hear this stupid dumb shit radio show and be like, huh, here's how Keith died. No fucking good reason, what an idiot. Ah, fuck me. Oh, shit. Alright, now we're gonna go back to some Devo. Wow, it's fucking windy. See, listen. It's the wind that makes it bad. You can walk around in like minus 20 weather. And I have. When there's no wind. And it's not so big of a deal. You don't even notice that you're fucking freezing till you get inside. But the wind! I'm going over an overpass now, so there's nothing to stop it. See, out in Vancouver, they don't have wind like this. How is this fair? We got the snow, the sub-zero temperatures, and the wind? Oh, God. Anyway. Most people my age know this song because Nirvana covered it on Incesticide. It's called Turn Around. It was a B-side on the Whip It single. I figure it was probably cut from the album because it's a pretty fucking bleak song when you listen to it. Okay, here it is. Turn Around by Devo.
said don't look back? Don't believe them. You go for that corner seat in a restaurant, 'cause they're gonna try and get behind you. Don't you let them do it. You know what I'm talking about? You hear me talking?
It's
I'm mildly near civilization now, huddled outside the laboratory entrance B at the hospital. See if any scientists are going to work today, if I can walk past me. Oh, on my way across the parking lot to get here, the side of my face was honestly turning numb, like when you get fucking Novocaine or whatever at the dentist. Like, I could move it and only half feel what I was doing. Oh, fuck, I feel like shit. This is brutal. I really think Eskimos are history's fucking greatest people. I mean, I guess it must have been a gradual climate change that obviously didn't just begin as Eskimos, which is very apparent, because the very first winter would have fucking killed them all. Oh, shit. But I mean, to be able to fucking have babies and raise them and fucking skin seals, whatever the fuck, actually survive and more or less thrive in that kind of fucking environment, it's fucking insane. Alright, I got another Devo song for you. This one is from their second album, Duty Now for the Future. It's called Smart Patrol. And I first heard this song when I was a young lad. Went into my dad's room where he's got an entire wall, or had an entire wall full of tapes. I enjoyed Whip It very much as a small child, so I pulled down their greatest hits. And two songs stuck with me, Whip It and this one. But then I forgot all about this one until years later. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to this second Devo album from 1979, year I was born. And I heard this song and it just fucking, I just liked it too much. I was like, wow, I like this song. It's ridiculous how much I'm liking this song. Because see, at the time I didn't remember my previous hearing of it, but slowly my memory banks became unfurled, so on and so forth. Here's some fucking Devo.
Potato. Yes, I'm just a spud boy looking for that
day, God. Now that I got some buildings for cover, the wind ain't so bad. Starting to get the feeling back in my fingers. All right, next up, I got an old Gym Class Heroes song. As you may recall, I extremely loved their album, The Paper Cut Chronicles. Not very big on the one after that. And I think it sort of can be explained because it was like a 3-year gap between their old demo type albums and The Paper Cut Chronicles. They fucking worked hard on that one. Then it was only a 1 year till Cruel as Schoolchildren, which Travis from the band himself admitted was just a party time, summer fun, silly album. And it was. But of their old shit, this is a song called 1985 that I kind of like. God damn. I'm sure my banter has historically always been better than this. I just can't think. Here's 1985 from the Gym Class Heroes.
God damn it! Shit is ridiculous. I just got the sleep. It seems like lately time be beating my ass. Every second is like a right hook. Reminding Mike Tyson in his prime. It's like my mind is on a treadmill and sweating bullets. I see the plug but I can't pull it. This belt just keeps bringing me back. And every minute's like a tiger uppercut from Sagat. I'm up against these ropes and ain't no telling if I win or not. These gloves is getting heavy. It's fight or flight, you know how that goes. Facing classes, chasing, got me dodging obstacles. And every hour's like a tightrope. I walk with greasy shoes. Still yet I got my conscience telling me that I can't lose. So every time I start slipping and ego start tripping, I focus real hard. I levitate just like I'm God and everything is lovely. I'm in the clouds, no one above me, with the gift to differentiate snakes from those that love me. There's a thin line between happiness and hopeless, and even thinner line between on point and out of focus. But back to my story about my fall from glory and how I levitate from the fate I put before me. They say be patient, but what the fuck is patience when my heart is racing? Put yourself in my situation, try to be humble. You won't refrain from getting pissed when you look down to see you falling right through times of business. Start to see visions, memories you really miss. Simple things like your first birthday wish,
your first girlfriend,
your first love,
your first French kiss,
your first time feeling hate,
the first time you got dissed,
your first day of school,
your very first college class,
your first time touching titties,
first time you got ass,
your first time learning wrong from right,
first lonely night,
the first time you got your ass whooped,
and your first real fight,
your first triple double dare,
your first pubic hair,
your first time watching Jason,
your first nightmare.
That's when you realize that time was your worst nightmare, and now you stuck asking yourself why ain't life fair. You get closer to the bottom, see the ending your line, your first time ever losing this battle with time. But right before you meet your death, one more memory left. The only one that's obsolete was your first breath.
The only one that's obsolete was your first breath.
The only one that's obsolete was your first
one
breath.
One moon to the next, clock switch when you least expect.
And make the simplest shit complex. The baby face got the planet fooled. Books get judged by their covers worldwide. Coincide with the illest. The real is just fictional dreams. No time to deal with two-dimensional fiends. Shit hits the fan with every click of a hand. I'll be a man eventually. When the kid in me is satisfied, but till the day arrives, all I got is 85. A clock can kill motivation. That's why I'm never rocking a watch. What's a deadline when you're living on your own time? I'm living slow, Peter Pan style, son. You didn't know I never grow up. My mind is set at 6 years old. As far as I'm concerned, it's grown up shit. It's for the birds, so pass the Skittles, juju fruits, annihilators and nerves. I'm eating sweets until my teeth fall out and I can't see. And I'm deaf in my left ear, but my right can hear, cause living happily. So why you mad at me? Cause your frustrations gave you gray hairs. 99% of your life spent chasing American nightmares. Fuck outta here, I'm crazy childish. Just check the habits. I play with my food, pick my nose and eat it, damn it. Plus I pick my scabs. I'll be the first to pop a blister cause I'm more immature than that cat from Sister Sister. If my parents tell me no, I'ma do it anyway. Experience will make more sense than anything that they could ever say. Forever playing video games till I'm sleepy. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, please, you never beat me. So basically you're better off paying a bill or something. Your mind is elderly, 40 over the hill or something. I'm young at heart, I'ma forever be a kid. I'm on some Tom Hanks shit. You ever seen the movie Big? My heart is trapped in 85, the coolest place I ever been in my life. We watching Smurfs eating cinnamon light. We never knew a crack rock cause it was Fraggle. Only Pete Pussy, we knew a Snaggle. Your mind's in the dirt. We playing Hungry Hippo till our hands hurt. What you know about pouring out a whole box of tricks to get the toy out scared of. Go to sleep cause something's under your bed. And all it took was a look to get the thoughts out your head. And then you fall right to sleep without a worry in mind. That's why I can't understand why cats be hurrying time. And I don't wanna grow up, I'm a crab apple kid. And I enjoy the company of people I relate with. But if it comes down to it, to deal with cats that I despise, I just close my eyes.
one moon to the next. Clock switch when you least expect it. Make the simplest shit complex. A baby face got the planet fooled. Books get judged by their covers worldwide. Coincide with the illest. The realest just fictional dreams. No time to deal with two-dimensional fiends. Shit hits the fan with every click of a hand. I'll be your man eventually when the kid in me is satisfied. Until the day arrives, one moon to the next. Clock switch when you least expect it. Make the simplest shit complex. The baby face got the planet fooled. Books get judged by their covers worldwide. Coincide with the illest. The realest just fictional dreams. No time to deal with two-dimensional fiends. Shit hits the fan with every click of a hand. I'll be a man eventually when the kid in me is satisfied. But till the day arrives, all I got is 85.
Dude, that is a cool song. Alright, what I got up next here. I heard this song, fuck, a long time ago. I don't know, whenever this album came out, whenever that was, 93, 94. On CHSR, College Hill Student Radio. That's our local university station. I heard this song, had it on just a mixtape of shit that I taped off the radio. I always really liked it. Didn't know who it was. Because obviously, I didn't get big into Rancid, really, ever. I got medium into Rancid way later on, but I never knew that this was a Rancid song from their first album. I think what threw me off is that the fucking bass player sings on this one. Half and half, instead of, you know, the other fucking dude. God, my brain doesn't even work. Lars. So I was working at this coffee shop out west. This semi-punk kid, Ryan, who worked with me, loved Rancid. Except Indestructible. What's up with that? You get these Rancid fans that are like, man, I like everything except Indestructible. What the fuck is wrong with Indestructible? It's a fine goddamn album. Anyway, he was playing some CDs and this song came on called Rejected. And I was like, whoa! Who the fuck is this band? I fucking used to love this song when I was like 13 years old. Oh, what is this? Fucking blood in the snow? That can't be blood. Fucking sick. Although that is definitely urine. Walking across a crosswalk right now. Alright, yeah, and he's like, it's fucking Rancid, man. And I was like, this is Rancid? This fucking mystery song? I could never figure out who it was by, ever? Although, now that I think of it, I could have gone on the internet. But, I never did. Go into Google, you know, type in a couple of fucking lines from the song, it would come right up. Anyway, I was glad to have the mystery solved. So once I knew who it was by, I went and got it. And, it was awesome then, and it's awesome now. He was rejected by Rancid. You see, that is very clearly Tim Armstrong, but I should reiterate that I didn't have the song anymore. I had it on the mixtape and I lost it, so I hadn't heard the song in years. I just remember the fucking chorus. Man, I'm walking along, and I keep seeing people who I think I recognize, but I clearly don't because they live many, many provinces away. Isn't that weird? I saw somebody who looked like my ex-girlfriend, but I mean, she's on the other side of the country. Obviously isn't her. I actually saw a porno the other day, the chick in it who looked a lot like her. Just for a second, it really took me aback, because that could be her. Unlikely, but it wasn't, but a little bit of a shocking thing right at the start. Anyway, I'm near Blockbuster. I'm going to go and look at some fucking movies. And while I'm doing that, Devo did this thing with Disney, teamed up, Devo 2.0. It's little kids do Devo songs, although I heard that Devo themselves actually did the instrumental tracks, and then this kid sings. I don't know, I guess they toured around and lip-synced or something. Anyway, this is the one song that I think their version is better than Devo's version. Because I always like the lyrics a lot of this song, but it's through being cool. The actual song never did much for me. And I gotta say, Devo 2.0, it's a little fucking weird. They don't do Mongoloid, obviously, because nobody fucking, you know, not politically correct or whatever. Even though it's not like it's a bad song. Dude's a fucking retard. People didn't even know he's so good at handling his affairs. But they do Uncontrollable Urge, which is not about eating snacks. Oh, I can't help it. Gotta eat some more snacks. That's not what the Uncontrollable Urge was. And they do Jerking Back and Forth, and again, have a hard time fucking convincing me that it's only the emotions that are being jerked back and forth. Come on, please. And I'm just looking in the window at Blockbuster. Roadhouse 2. Throats of Terran. Wish I could have made that movie. I am going to make Roadhouse 3 someday, and it's just going to be wall-to-wall throat-ripping. You fucking wait. Here's Devo 2.0 with Through Being Cool.
With Through Being Cool. Oh, with
nerdy chick working at Blockbuster, but cute in a nerdy way, and it would certainly be fun to fuck her face. Get the feeling she'd be the kind of chick who'd have no real problems with that. Just grab her by the ears and fucking pilot her. Or as my friend Matt said, said about one of his ex-liaisons, that he was fucking her face as though it were his own. Which brings up odd images. If he could fuck his face, is that what he'd be doing? Just fucking nailing himself with his own fucking cock? That'd be something to see. So I picked myself up Trailer Park Boys Season 4 Disc 2, because I haven't seen all of Season 4 or Season 6. And for those who are not aware, go fucking if you don't live in Canada, you probably have to download it, but Trailer Park Boys, goddamn fantastic. Just goddamn excellent. East Coast Canadian shit. I'm extremely proud of those guys. They did a fucking excellent television show. And also, I picked up a couple episodes of Blue's Clues, because they're only 99 cents each for a full week rental. Because I'm big into Blue's Clues. Now, I'm doing a lot of babysitting these days, and she's a very delightful kid, my cousin's daughter. Very fun to hang around with, very awesome to babysit. And I'm a little new to this Blue's Clues thing, but I like Blue's Clues a lot better than most kid shows. But I gotta say, I don't like Joe. Joe can fucking eat my cock. He's just like every other dumbass kids show host, where he's just too fucking excitable. And he's all like, yeah, you did it. Hold on, some people, I'm gonna go a different way. Alright. Yeah, he's all, wow, look at you did it, wow, so fucking great, la la da da da, look at us, we're fucking identifying shapes and shit. And it's just, if I was a kid, I wouldn't put up with that shit. It's like, shut the fuck up, it's disingenuous. You know what I mean? Steve didn't seem to be that way so much. He had his moments of fruitiness, but basically he was just like, hey, you did it. Cool. Good job. Let's go do something else now. You know, he was fucking cool about it. He was laid back. Didn't act like a friggin' weirdo every time you did every little thing. Anyway, hard to find Steve these days, so I ended up getting some Joe. But what can you do? It's still Blue's Clues. And, you know, it's got that delightful song. I was just thinking how, that's one thing I like about Canada. Granted, I just had to divert my course a little bit because some people were walking down the street, but it's the first people I've met yet. Can't walk down the street in Vancouver or New York and fucking talk about, fucking the face off the girl at the Blockbuster. You just can't, so, you know, there's advantages. I would fuck her face off. I would fuck her face off. I would fuck her face off because it's a really great game. Yeah! Alright, now as a counterpart to my very sensitive talking, here's a very sensitive song. This is an Elliot Smith live show that I had out in BC. And this was a weird point. I did have an apartment, but I had really no friends, a couple people that I knew, but I wasn't keeping in touch with very well. No job, no nothing, extremely isolated, no computer, no internet. Nothing. So I happen to have this one Elliot Smith live show that I listen to a lot, to the point where you almost get to know the people in the audience. It's weird. Like in Son of Sam, there's this one guy way in the back who throws in the ah-has, and you can barely hear him, but then you can hear the people standing next to him snicker a little. You gotta listen to the show like 30 times before you hear that, but it's in there. Anyway, the first track he played was Happiness. This is the first time I'd heard Happiness. And I just, oh man, I listened to it compulsively. There was this, and the teaser trailer for Garden State was out at the time. And I'd hop into this little internet fucking place and just watch it every couple of days just to kind of rejuvenate myself. The one with no dialogue, just the frou-frou song. Just some, you know, it's sort of downbeat shit, but awesome in its own way. And Happiness, man, this is a good song. The part at the end, it could go on indefinitely. I have this one cover version where somebody, they just, it's like 3 minutes of the end of just on and on, because it becomes like a mantra. You could just listen to it forever. Anyway, here it is, the version of Happiness that I first heard that is awesome.
Is killing the actor, and the cop standing out in the road, turning traffic away. There was nothing she could do until after, when his body been buried below, way back in the day. Oh my, nothing else could have been done. He made his life a life song. He might
life the lie you know. I told him that he shouldn't upset her, and that he'd only be making it worse, involving somebody else. But I knew that he'd never forget her, while her memory worked in reverse to keep it safe for myself. Oh my, nothing else could have been done. She made her life a lighting song. She might never have to know anyone. Made her life the light, you know.
This is the kind of cold that just makes you violently angry. I think the closest I ever came to losing my mind was one morning going to work years ago across Westmoreland Street Bridge. So cold that my brain just shut off and I just started walking. I didn't even remember what was happening until I was at work. It's lucky I didn't get hit by a car or something, or walk into the river, which was of course frozen. So right now I'm in a Tim Hortons bathroom. Hope no one else comes in. It's awkward that I have a microphone and I'm talking to myself. Just taking a piss. Tim Hortons is huge in Canada. Not so much on the West Coast, but everywhere else. 2,700 locations in Canada. 300 in the US. So their propaganda says. Oh, and unfortunately there's people here. Weather like this, like the Blockbuster, for instance, was deserted. Enormous store. I think there's one other person there. Probably could have walked around talking to myself while I was there. Not Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons always has people. This one's a 24-hour one. Anytime, day or night, people here. In the mornings, it's insane. People are so addicted to Tim Hortons, but it is pretty fucking delicious. Anyway, next up I got a song by me. Years ago, me and my friends had a bunch of bands. You might remember some of the Lagerias. Me and my friend Mark talked about them. I did this one all by myself. It's called See Here Touch, which is a swipe from an Everlast song. And I was always very proud of this one. Sort of a semi, half rap, half industrial, I don't know, bitter kind of tune. But I just thought it turned out really good. I was really proud of this tune. So here it is by Keith McNally. I was calling myself Shabadoo at the time. Like Joey Jojo Jr. Take a listen and go, hey, fucking cool. Keith McNally made that. That's a good song.
Yeah. growing on your mind the more time you left it. Unattended, uninspected, unrejected, unselected, acceptance, recruitable, such as a ripple and evolves. You have to solve the fear of life they give you, cause they will kill you, conceal you, evade and behave the way they say. But a respected saint for those who create may soon be here to stay, and I will let that slip away.
All right, now I'm hanging out in the corner of the Tim Hortons with a coffee and a cookie. Oh, I think I'm gonna fucking joint in my arm hurts just from the cold. It's fucked up. So anyway, letting myself warm up, let my poor DV cam warm up a little. It's too bad there's not some way I could have got this all with video so you could see the horrifying conditions, but since the thing's in my pocket, it's just black, which I will extract the audio from later. So I'd say that song held up pretty good, huh? It was like 2001 I made that song. I liked it. It's pretty fun, cool. All right, next up we got another CHSR classic that I knew from back in the day. This is Snap Your Finger, Snap Your Neck by Prong. I don't really know any other Prong songs, just this one. But I like it. Here it is.
You snap your fingers. You snap your neck.
man, that's a fucking cool song. I should definitely download some more stuff by them. And it's nice now that these days you can actually download shit. Not like in 1994 or whenever. When college radio had a fucking purpose to exist. Now, forget it. I mean, fuck. It's not like I get a million downloads, but I'm sure I get more than I would if I was on some college radio station. I used to want to do that, though. It seemed really cool when I was a kid. But I was still at Tim Hortons, drinking a coffee, warming up. I think I'm going to go over to the mall and buy a scarf, because I honestly don't think I'm going to make it home without that. This Tim Hortons is right by the fucking high school I went to, Fredericton High School. Goddamn horrifying bullshit. It's the largest high school in the British Commonwealth. I think I mentioned that before. It's not so bad now. They finally built the second high school, but it used to be our only high school. And I don't know how many people in this city, 40, 50, 60,000. You need more than one goddamn high school. Anyway, do you remember back in high school, you know, there were the cool kids and the nerdy kids, and there was the hot girls and the normal girls, and it was all the microcosm. Seemed important, blah, blah, blah. But I swear to God, man, every time I'm uptown now and I'm by the school, and high school kids are walking around, just rat-faced little wieners, every single one of them. I haven't seen a single hot girl or a single cool kid. That shit must have just been in my mind, because these are just a bunch of little fucking snot-faced, pimply-fast fucking kids. I'm incredibly unimpressed. But since I'm talking about high school, let's talk about high school films. You got the trilogy of greatness that arguably has a fourth, an honorable mention. We'll say a trilogy and an honorable mention. First, you got in the 80s, The Pillars. You got Heathers, my all-time favorite. Well, that high school girl actually has a pretty hot ass, but I don't know. Still, it's like this a little kid. How did I think these people were cool and intimidating? Retarded. Heathers, fucking awesome. And The Breakfast Club. Even though Heathers is like the anti-Breakfast Club, you still can't deny that The Breakfast Club was great. Those are the twin pillars. The John Hughes and the Daniel Waters versions of high school. That was the shit. Then, years and years later, 1999, I believe, possibly 2000, there was 10 Things I Hate About You, which I haven't seen in a few years, but it fucking holds up, man. That is a good one. Based on Shakespeare, of course. Fucking Shakespeare. But fixed and better. Yeah, I just really liked it. I definitely think it, in its own pussified modern way, because movies are not as robust as they were in the 80s, It holds up. I think it deserves its place in the trilogy. And initially, I gave a big thumbs up to Mean Girls. Mean Girls was number 4 on the list. I saw it again, not as good as I remember, but it definitely gets an honorable mention. Mean Girls is pretty decent. So if you haven't seen Heather's Breakfast Club and 10 Things I Hate About You, and you like gay teen fucking high school movies, those are the shit. Alright, let's see. What is next? Oh, this is another CHSR classic I played a lot on college radio back in the mid-90s. This is a band called Whale. I think they're from Norway or something. It's called Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe. It's a fucking awesome song. And there's something very weirdly hot about the chick in that video. I don't know. I definitely wanted her to suck my dick. That's all I gotta say about that.
Yeah.
right now I'm at the washroom at the Zellers looking for a scarf. Ooh, fuck. Up next I got some of the Vines from their second album, Winning Days. Have you ever saw an interview with the Vines? That mean dude, ooh, he's fucking high. I read somewhere that I think they found out he has autism of some kind also, which helps make him extra spazzy, but I mean clearly stoned as well. But hey, why not? If you're on the whole of having a band touring around, crazy shit, you might as well enjoy it, I guess, if you're into that. Anyway, point is, the Vines have some very, very, very beautiful songs. Particularly when you're in the bathroom with the Zellers and things smell of urine, and you're about to urinate yourself to get rid of coffee. I have a very small bladder. It's problematic. Anyhow, this song is called Amnesia. Oh, I thought I heard someone come in. Embarrassing for Keith. Wasn't, though. It was no one. It's just me. All right, Amnesia by the Vines.
My
So I was in Zeller's looking at fucking scarves. Clearance price on scarves, $6. Six fucking dollars. Are you kidding me? Fuck you, Zeller's. I don't have six fucking dollars to spend on a scarf. When I go grocery shopping, I think long and hard if something costs more than $3. I don't have fucking $6 to throw away on a scarf. For a fucking scarf, that should be $1. Fucking Walmart deserves to take over the world. $6. At Walmart, that'd be like $1.50. I guarantee it. Now, I don't want to hear any of this. Wham, Walmart fucking exploits people. Fuck you. If you work at Walmart, and they don't pay you overtime or they lock you in at night, get a new job, dipshit. It's not our fucking job to look after you, make sure your life's all cozy. That's your fucking job. Fuck you. Not to mention, in The World is Flat by Thomas Friedman, he has a big chapter about Walmart. That shit is not simple. The supply chain they got going on, the way that thing works, it's not cheaper just because they fucking rip people off. It's cheaper because they figured out how to make it cheaper. They figured out how to oil that machine. And if a few people get stepped on here and there, that's the price you fucking pay. So no more whining about Walmart, you fucking dicks. Get a new job or fuck off. $6 for a scarf. So I'm walking back down the highway. Hand is freezing off me. Gotta pull this to a close. But at least I'm walking with the wind, so my face is actually not too bad. I'm still inches away from cars that are driving very, very fast, though. Alright, so finishing off with one last Devo song. This is potentially the greatest Devo song. So I don't want anyone turning this shit off early. You're gonna listen to this whole fucking thing. I don't know why you would turn it off early, but I get this feeling like sometimes at the end of the shows people switch off, especially if I play a 7-minute Guns N' Roses epic. Like There Was a Time. I don't know what show number that was from, but that's a fucking amazing song. I hope you listen to the whole goddamn thing. Anyway, this one. You know, I think a lot of people's appreciation of Devo is sort of ironic. Because, I mean, you gotta admit, Mark Mothersbaugh does sing very weird. He's got an odd vocal style. I wonder if me sniffling in my fucking snot that this whole show is gonna be an appetizing sound, I just realized. I bet it's not! Anyway, this one's from the first Devo album, 1978's Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. It's called Gut Feeling. It's the song they used to finish off the Lords of Dogtown documentary. No, Dogtown and Z-Boys, my mistake. And apparently it's featured somewhere in The Life Aquatic. But that movie is weird and boring and I didn't finish it yet. And it's just plain fucking great. Fantastically fucking awesome. So listen to this. Contemplate the wonder of what it would be like to live in 1978. And to buy this record, put it on your turntable, and be cooler than all your friends. Because you knew about this shit. That's what I would do if I had a time machine. I would go back in time just to go see concerts. I want to see the epic era Faith No More. And then the Angel Dust era Faith No More as well. And I want to see Devo on my birthday. September 18th, 1979. I don't know if there was a Devo show that day, but if there was, I'd want to go to it. And you know, the classics. Go sit on Nirvana Unplugged, all that shit. It'd be fucking awesome. Alright, so here's Gut Feeling. Devo. Take me home, babies.